This is the Daily Ebola Update from VOA Africa.
This is Jackson Vunganyi with the roundup of important events and information about the Ebola crisis from Africa, the U.S., and the world.
The government of Guinea has announced that all schools will reopen on Monday as new cases of the West African Ebola epidemic begin to decline. Classes were suspended for 6 months in Guinea and neighboring Liberia and Sierra Leone in an effort to stop transmission of the Ebola virus. On Wednesday, the World Health Organization said Guinea reported its lowest weekly total of new Ebola cases since the week ending August 17th. WHO now says each of the countries has sufficient capacity to isolate and treat their patients. The latest WHO figures show Ebola has killed more than 8,000 people in the three countries out of more than 21 cases. The UN's Ebola Response Chief, Dr. David Nabarro, says the latest figures are, quote, very good news, but cautioned the epidemic is not over. Nabarro warns that communities must change traditional healing rituals and funeral practices which involve contact with body fluids and have led to thousands of deaths in the past. The international humanitarian aid group ActionAid says for the first time since August 2014, the Ebola virus is on a decline in all of the districts of Sierra Leone. Earlier this week, the World Health Organization reported that Sierra Leone, along with neighboring Guinea and Liberia, have reported the lowest weekly total of new cases. The Associated Press reported the death of a male nurse on Tuesday who was working for the International Red Cross in Freetown. ActionAid, at the time of this interview, has not confirmed the death. Mohamed Sila is the country director for ActionAid in Freetown. He spoke with VOA's Kim Lewis about the encouraging figures for his country and what lies ahead.
For the first time, the situation on the ground is much, much better, and there is high sense of optimism. The numbers are gradually going down. Yesterday, for instance, we recorded the lowest number of infections since August 2014, which was a total of 16 new confirmed cases.
So this is really very positive news. And going forward, then, what needs to be done to really make sure the disease is contained?
What we need to do probably is still to continue more on the contact tracing, more effort on surveillance so that there is no relapse.
What has been the community response to your awareness campaigns? Apparently, people have begun to heed the warnings.
Definitely. That is what it means. People have decided to take to the warnings that they have been given, and they are not behaving positively. We even have some positive cases now. You have in one of our districts that has gone for over 50 days now without no new infection. We had other districts that have gone over 35 days now without no new infection. So it definitely shows that people are taking the good messages. Another thing I wanted to mention is when you talk about the way forward, we should not be complacent, is the fact that we have one district, which is Bon, that has recorded the lowest number of cases, that is just 5 cases, whereas the minimum in all other districts is over 100. Unfortunately, they just got one new case. This is a district that has the lowest, as I said, 5 cases only, compared to a minimum of 100 in all the other districts. And they have gone without any new case for over a month. And unfortunately, they've got one new infection. So it just shows the need that we need to strengthen more work around community surveillance, issues around continuous mobilization to ensure that there is no relapse in the current positive gains we are recording.
Do you have any specific information on this person that contracted the Ebola virus? For instance, was it a health worker?
No, I didn't hear, but it's not a health worker. It's one community person. And information is just filtering out now, late yesterday to today. So they have taken the sample to ascertain the positivity, but definitely we may get the full confirmation by the end of today whether the person is positive. It's showing all signs and symptoms of Ebola in a district called Bont District. It's an island district.
Are people now going to health centers? I know the last time that we talked, there was still a fear of contracting the Ebola virus from healthcare workers. So do people feel more comfortable and more trusting in going to health centers when they suspect that they might have Ebola?
It is changing gradually. I mean, with the support of ActionAid and other NGOs, more support is now being given to the hospitals who are dealing with non-Ebola cases, and people are now gradually gaining the confidence to go back to government hospitals.
Looking ahead in just the next few months, what do you anticipate regarding new cases of Ebola? Do you think it will be contained and ultimately eradicated in all of the districts?
Maybe in the next 2, 3 months, 4 months maximum, I'm positive that we'll be able to contain the virus. Another new initiative I wanted to talk about, which has been introduced, is what we call Ebola Community Care Centers. These are centers that are built at community level, wherein people who are suspected of being sick are encouraged to come and do tests, and they will be well taken care of, just as a way of preventing people from keeping the sick at home. And the good advantage of this process is that 60% of all the workers in the center are recruited from the communities. The local authorities nominate people who will serve us. Even the food is cooked within the community. Sensitization staff are taken from the community. So it has a lot of community ownership and gives people the confidence not to keep a sick person in your house, but to go to the center within your community where they can be tested. And if they are positive, they are then transferred to a holding center or a treatment center. And luckily, ActionAid is also managing 2 of those centers in the Western area. Each of them have 24-bed capacity. So that's an additional like 48-bed capacity that we are managing to keep suspects within the communities, so as to break the chain of transmission within families.
That was Mohamed Sila, Country Director for ActionAid. He spoke with VOA's Kim Lewis from Freetown, Sierra Leone. The latest figures from the World Health Organization on the Ebola outbreak in the 3 hardest-hit West African countries show there is a cause for hope. VOA's Kay Maddox spoke to WHO spokesperson Tariq Jusarevic. In this second part of the interview, Tariq speaks to some of the fears related to seeking out medical help in communities affected by Ebola.
We are still seeing some areas where there is still some reluctance and some resistance from the community. But really, what I've seen traveling in free affected countries on different occasions is that there is a more and more community participation. For example, in Sierra Leone, at the district level, there are every district has an Ebola task force, and that's being translated to the lower levels, like chiefdoms. So there is a really community engagement, and this is the key. Without a community engagement, it is not possible. So it is important that every community has its own teams within the community that would alert on any suspect deaths, on any suspect case, that would monitor contacts of those who have been confirmed infected. Communities need to also be ready, if there is no treatment center nearby, to organize Ebola holding center where people would be isolated waiting for the lab results. So we see more and more this community participation, and this is the key.
It sounds like overall there's a scale up among the population in terms of comfortableness with the information, more trust of the international partners and so on.
Yes, definitely, because I mean the communities have seen what is the toll of Ebola and what Ebola is doing to their community. So definitely no one really wants to see the disease. What were at the very beginning some rumors and some false information, it's with a really intensive work that is being done, especially by national authorities. And it always has to be said that the social mobilization work has to go through the through national channels, and to whether it's a traditional or official channels. But community really has to embrace the fight against Ebola. And I remember being in Guinea, in Talimele, one district that had cases earlier this year, and so around 20 cases, they managed to stop and break the transmission chain. And this was done just because everyone was on board.
And that was the Ebola update from VOA Africa. I'm Jackson Vunganyi. For all the latest information on the Ebola crisis, listen to the news on VOA Africa 24 hours a day, or tune into our special Ebola updates Monday to Saturday. You can also visit our website at www.voanews.com. For mobile users, the website is ebola.voanews.com.